This goes to Patty Bell, B-E-L-L, N like November, P like practice, fax 231-594-1360. Regarding David, middle initial R, like Robert Park, P-A-R-K. Date of birth 11-19 of 1954. Dear Miss Bell, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Park with hypertension, history of kidney stones, and history of acute renal insufficiency, currently with normal renal function. His last visit was 1 year ago. He's been feeling well. His weight is up 5 pounds over the last year. No hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. No edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed, and the only change is rosuvastatin is 20 milligram every other day. And he's also on carvedilol, low-dose aspirin, and a multivitamin daily. Physical examination, weight 215 pounds, pulse 69, oxygen saturation is 94% on room air, blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 122 over 64. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear, heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, obese, non-tender. No peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done June 13th of 2023. Creatinine is stable at 1.17, estimated GFR is greater than 60, electrolytes are normal, calcium is 9.4, albumin is 4.3, PSA normal at 1.6, hemoglobin is 16.4 with normal white count. Platelets are better than they were last year. They're 141,000. Last year, 131,000. So they've been mildly decreased for about 2 years. Assessment and plan, one, hypertension, which is well controlled, and two, history of kidney stones, none currently, and no symptoms within the last year. The patient will continue to have lab studies done annually, and he'll have a follow-up visit in 1 year. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.